Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Love Patrick Gibson's show today. Again, it was just another classic. I think it's something that we need to start getting used to listening to. Fabulous host. Fabulous host. He's got good things to say. I appreciate his way of approaching things, even his way of approaching some of the issues of the day. I'm going to be dealing with some interesting things in the day. News in the day. He was mentioning, Patrick, the show before mine, he was mentioning this the speech that happened today at noon. I tuned in to a Florida news source. I went to, Central Florida News 13.com, and they had an access there to a Ustream that was made available for the nation to tune into the president's speech. I actually recorded that so we could actually hear what he says. I've got the text of the speech. I also found the 1991, October 1, 1991 speech of President George Bush. So I am going to bring those up today. We are going to evaluate them. Again, it's not a political slam. We're not going to try to say, oh, he's a bad guy. We're going to turn down everything he says. Or we can't say, oh, he's our exalted grand poobah that we must worship, you know, hearkening to his voice. We're not going to do that either. What I'd like to do is review what was said by the President of the United States today, big item in the news, on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. It's a little more challenging, a little more heady, requires a little bit more of our calorie burning and things like that, but it's something that we've got to do. It's not merely entertainment here on Liberty Works Radio Network, but entertainment is something that we can't help but do. We have to have some kind of comic relief or else our minds just bust at times. Our number here is available for you at 888-850-1872. I ought to try that. I ought to check it just to make sure the thing's working. So nobody called yesterday. Everybody was out in intensive labor or something on Labor Day. So nobody called yesterday. We're going to be talking about that speech. I'll just give you an insight on some of the things that I was pondering today. I woke up and I was pondering something based upon something I watched yesterday. I've invited a group to come speak to us, a group that goes around the world and is trying to make sure that religious freedom is upheld everywhere. I don't care what your religious background or view or whatever. If it truly is something that you believe that Almighty God will smite you if you do not behave a certain way, as long as you're not cutting somebody else's head off and intruding upon their rights, government, you know, they should not be leaning toward the convenience of government over your obligations toward Almighty God, from whom they cannot protect you. So that's the history of America. It's actually from a Christian worldview. But it benefits everybody, and that's something. And eventually, see, if we don't stand for that, eventually it's going to be lost here, especially for those who upheld it for so many years here in this country and had a great influence on the globe. And not with a New World Order vision, but really with a love God and love your neighbor as yourself perspective. Obviously, it's going to have an influence on the world. There's many things going on in the news today that are critical. Has anybody been watching gold? Anybody been watching gold? I will tell you, I was watching gold last September, the first part of September. Gold was just low. It was about $700 an ounce, so it's just relatively low. Right now, today it peaked over 1,000. I'm not really sure. I didn't specifically look at it. But I had gold coins that were given to my kids to pay for college, and I had these tuition bills that were coming up. And so I didn't know what. I was in a panic. You know, I was having a lack of faith issue. I wasn't very free at the time. And I was in a panic. I had these gold coins that were given to my kids by their grandparents and things like that to save up for their college. I'm trying to sell them on eBay at bottom dollar. Nobody's even bidding. I mean, I wasn't even getting, nobody was bidding at a loss. So I'm thinking, am I in like just such gross sin that God is judging me? I can't even sell these coins at the bottom dollar. Well, it was September. Remember what happened last September? The world's most intense, insane financial catastrophe was in the works. I was noticing it, as I've said on this radio show. I noticed it wasn't happening. It wasn't being reported in the mainstream news. We were concentrating on our in-flight election entertainment. while our plane was in the nosedive. So nobody was noticing what was going on. But at the time, the people who were running the financial world were very aware of what was going on. Very, 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 very aware of what was going on. Now, at the same time, you would think those who would know what's going on could see the catastrophe would be shifting assets into gold. You would think if they were shifting assets into gold that the gold price of gold would rise and rise and rise. Well, it turns out I found out later there was some shifting some assets into gold, but it was done very creatively to very deliberately keep the price of gold down. Amazing. There was some profit taking last September by some people in this world who understood what was going on, had the assets to shift, and nevertheless found a way to keep the price of gold down. So, but my stuff didn't sell. Come this February, it peaked out at over $1,000 an ounce. I think it went to $1,010, $1,020, something like that. Happened to be the weekend that these coins were being sold for my kids. So it paid their tuition. Isn't that neat? So we thank the grandparents for giving that to them, and it just worked out really nicely. So, again, it's just an interesting thing. So I think there may have been some divine intervention going on there that I didn't know about. I don't know what the future holds. But if what I'm thinking is true and that there really is somebody who created this world and actually knows the future and can give people prophetic visions and all that kind of stuff, he knows what's going on. So it all worked out. Now, here's the thing. What's going on with gold right now? I'm going to tell you, I'm not like a big seller. We don't have somebody who's promoting gold sales on our show or anything like that. There might be something in the local advertising for the radio station. That's fine, and that's great. You know, they've got to advertise to pay for the airtime and things like that and pay for the electricity. So I'm not saying this because I'm trying to sell people on gold. What I'm going to tell you is, let's see what this article says. China alarmed by U.S. money printing. This is my introductory news article. China is alarmed. China, the guys with some serious amounts of gold, are alarmed by U.S. money printing. They make really gold, pretty gold coins too, by the way, those Chinese guys. I mean, all their coins, they look like just gorgeous proof coins. The U.S. Federal Reserve's policy of printing money to buy treasury debt threatens to set off a serious decline of the dollar. It's called inflation. It means it's worth less. It is worth less. So you have to get things that are worth more, you see. So they say, the Chinese say, this treasury debt issue threatens to set off a serious decline of the dollar and compel China to redesign its foreign reserve policy. See, we're in debt to China. They're buying treasury bonds. In other words, they own this country. So be very careful about people who are trying to change your Bill of Rights to make sure that China can actually own and take control and ownership and possession and total control of the land of Florida without your Florida legislature having some say in China that is interested in China and not USA or Florida. So that's something to think about. But they're saying, the Chinese are saying, it's going to compel them to redesign its foreign reserve policy. And this was based on somebody from the Politburo of sorts. And this is being reported out of Cernobbio, Italia, on 6 September 2009. This is a pretty important article. I think it's pretty important. But I'm going to go to another article that I think is important for us to know about. Oh, wrong one. Dollar hits low for a year as gold tops 1,000. That's another article. That's from the Associated Press. That's what they're raising. But watch this. This, I saw this on thehill.com. I looked around for other sources and I didn't see any, but it was kind of a cursory look. Senate must raise debt ceiling above $12 trillion. This is being reported by thehill.com. Democrats in control of Congress, including Senator Obama, including then Senator Obama of Illinois. Now that's strange. They blasted George W. Bush for failing to contain spending when he oversaw increased deficits and raised a debt ceiling. So these guys obviously have a political spin here, and they're trying to go aha and wave the finger. I'm just trying to get to some information. They quote Mr. Obama saying, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. Listen to that. Now, that is kind of, it's not funny. It's not funny. Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. This was in a campaign speech, 2006 speech, that preceded a Senate vote to extend the debt limit. Back in 2006, Mr. Obama said, America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. Failure of leadership. Now, that's interesting. Let's see what he says here. This article has, let's see what it says here. Now, Mr. Obama, I'm not going to say what they say because they say now Obama. I think it's just disrespectful. Now, the President of the United States is asking Congress to raise the debt ceiling. The President currently is asking Congress to raise the debt ceiling, something lawmakers are almost certain to do. Oh, yeah. It's carte blanche, baby. Let's just go. Swipe that card. We don't have to pay it anyway. And we'll still get our pensions. And we can vote the increase of cost of living on our pensions while the value of the dollar plummets. Something lawmakers are almost certain to do despite misgivings about the federal debt. The ceiling has already been hiked 3 times in the past 2 years. Reminds me of a speech that former President Ronald Reagan gave back in 1964 when he wasn't the president or anything like that. I don't even think he was governor of California then yet either. The ceiling has already been hiked 3 times in the past 2 years, and the House took action earlier this year to raise the ceiling to $13 trillion. Congress has little choice. Failing to raise the cap could lead the nation to default in mid-October when the debt is expected to exceed its limit. The sky is falling, so said Mr. Geithner. In August, Secretary of the Treasury Geithner, asked Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to increase the debt limit as soon as possible. Now, we're going to talk about this today because there was in the old bailout scheme that was a swipe of the card of the, you know, and President Bush at the time. Hey, this is something we have to do. Let's just give all kinds of incredible power of spending without regard to the math or anything that would show that we could support it, that anybody making the decision could actually support it with real funds or anything of value besides merely the numbered heads in America, possibly a projection of how many people would be coming over the border per year to make up for the fact that the United States natives are not replenishing themselves. They're not being fruitful and multiplying. And, of course, their economy cannot increase unless we could get some influx from the South or in other places. That's something to think about. So there had to be some kind of idea that something coming in the future would make up for the loss of human beings that are there to produce to pay the debt. Now, I don't know. So this is what's going on. Mr. Obama, the President of the United States, is asking even this weekend for Congress to raise the debt ceiling over $12 trillion. And so the look is here for Mr. Geithner to $13 trillion. So China, let's go back to the China thing. Let's go back to see what China said. China, let's see what they say. They're alarmed by U.S. money printing. The U.S. Federal Reserve's policy of printing money to buy Treasury debt threatens to set off a serious decline of the dollar and compel China to redesign its foreign reserve policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's something else in the works because the sky is falling. China's reserves are more than $2 trillion, the world's largest. They've actually got reserves. And we're looking to have a debt of $13 trillion. That's interesting. This is what China says. Gold is definitely alternative, but when we buy, the price goes up. We have to do it carefully so as not to stimulate the markets. So there's a suggestion there. Maybe they're just duping us. Maybe they're just trying to get people to start buying gold, thinking the price is going down when really it's at its peak. And China's just putting out this word to make sure they can cash in and sell gold at its highest now, thanks to the different news agencies. And then, of course, when it plummets after they're selling it off, they can buy it back at $700 an ounce. We don't know. It's part of the in-flight entertainment while our plane's in the nosedive. We're going to come back. Please check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. And hopefully I'll pull this back on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong, 888-850-1872.